Okay, I'm sitting in front of my DAW with a large diaphragm condenser microphone. I'm holding it by hand, and I have a noise gate with a trigger level of about, it says it's minus 28 dB set. So you should hear that, this, my DAW, with the room I have my DAW in is not treated, but there's carpeted floor, and on one wall I have a wall hanging that's basically a throw rug that acts as an anti-flutter device. It's hung out away from the wall about 6 inches. And I also have a gobo in this room that's got some wedges on it. I'm going to get up from the DAW right now and walk over while I'm talking and get in front of the gobo, which is in front of a open closet that's got quite a bit of winter clothing and pillows and so forth, and it's very dead space. So here I'm getting up off the chair, trying to maintain about the same vocal level, and now I'm kind of in the dead booth space. You should note that the room sound has changed significantly. I didn't change the noise gate trigger at all, but there's not nearly as many reflections here in front of the open closet. Now I'm going to walk towards the door, which of course is a reflective, and you should be able to hear the emphasis in the mids now as I'm in front of the door. I'm going to go out into the hallway, again trying to talk and maintain the same recording input levels. I'm in the hallway now. Now I'm moving into the bathroom, which has a fairly reflect. Turning the light on. This is a pretty reflective space. Oops, the cord's getting caught on the door. It's about all the mic cord I have to get in here. And now you can hear the early reflections as I'm in the bathroom. The noise gate really can't take out the early reflections while I'm speaking because my vocal level exceeds the threshold level of the gate. So that's really the point I was trying to demonstrate here. In fact, there's such a reflection here, you can almost hear a ringing in this space. So I'm going to walk back out into the hallway, turn the lights off, back in the hallway, and I'm going to go into the recording room here. Again, I'm just kind of in the middle of the room right here, shutting the door. And again, I'm going to get in front of this gobo where it's got the foam. And now I'm in the kind of my nice little, it's not a vocal booth because it's still out in the room, but it's in front of this very absorptive space, which is the closet. Okay, thanks for the listening.